And welcome to the SwampSwami.com Sports Podcast. Today's topic, the PGA Tour poisons the U.S. Ryder Cup team. The Ryder Cup golf competition between the United States and the European countries is played every other year. And if you've been following golf at all for the last four decades, the Euros have been kicking American tails a lot in recent years. Beginning back in 1985, Team Europe holds an 11-5-1 record in this biennial golf event. One of the American wins was that dramatic 1999 win where U.S. captain Ben Crenshaw inspired his team to rally on that final day of singles competition as the U.S. roared from behind and grabbed a narrow team victory. The celebration is etched in your mind. After nearly a full century of Ryder Cup competition now, it began in 1927, the Yanks have won 26 events, and Europe just 14. Prior to 1985, the USA completely dominated the first 58 years of the event. Through 1971, the golf team from across the Atlantic Ocean only included players from Great Britain. Then in 1973, Ireland was added to the mix, but the results really didn't change as America continued its Ryder Cup dominance. Then during the 1977 Ryder Cup, both sides discussed adding golfers from continental Europe to help the competitive balance. Jack Nicklaus even encouraged the idea, so a deal was made to expand the player pool for the European team beginning in 1979. Talented European Tour players such as Spain's Seve Ballesteros and Germany's Bernard Langer began to help the European Ryder Cup squad become more competitive. And after a breakthrough win in the 1985 Ryder Cup, the Euros exerted their dominance in this golf competition for the ensuing decades. Why have the European players been so successful recently? Their players have stated for years that they truly enjoy being around each other. Most European Tour golfers stay in the same hotel during their weekly events. They get to know each other socially and form a personal bond long before the Ryder Cup matches actually take place. When the Ryder Cup series began, American golfers had to drive to events with each other, even during the days when Arnold Palmer was young, just to make ends meet. Until the late 1960s, most professional golfers in America didn't earn enough money to make a living entirely on tour. Most PGA professionals also held a country club pro job to help support their family. But once Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer attracted more attention to American golf, the broadcast rights for professional golf to television started bringing in even more money to the PGA Tour. And by the early 1970s, American professional golfers were beginning to accumulate enough wealth to be able to travel and lodge and eat privately. Though some golfers remained friendly off the golf course, players began to spend more time with their own inner circle. Today's PGA golfer now travels and pays for a caddy, a personal golf teacher or coach, and even a mental health expert to help assist with the golfer's focus. And to offset these costs, pro golfers have morphed into a walking corporate billboard themselves. You'll see sponsors on the golfer's hat and shirt, golf bag. The average PGA golfer needs to generate about $1 million a year from tournament earnings and paid corporate appearances and sponsorship money just to cover the cost of his own traveling show on tour. And as the money has improved, most American PGA Tour golfers rarely socialize off the golf course. That brings us to the 2021 Ryder Cup and a developing soap opera storyline. Two potential members of this 2021 U.S. Ryder Cup team are Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau, and they're engaged in the biggest personality feud that I've seen since the days when adoring crowds for Arnie's Army were calling Jack Nicklaus Fat Jack. That's right, during the 1960s. As young Jack Nicklaus started to dominate golf during the middle 60s, Arnold Palmer's loyal fans actually hurled those personal insults at Nicklaus during golf tournaments. The alpha male Arnold Palmer was a very fierce competitor, but he was very embarrassed by his overzealous fans. He told them to cool it, as unsportsmanlike behavior is unacceptable in golf. Now we're nearly 60 years later, and 2021 U.S. Ryder Cup captain Steve Stricker is now trying to figure out how to de-escalate an ugly feud between two of his potential Ryder Cup teammates. Brooks Koepka comes off as a rather self-absorbed jerk on the golf course. He does. Some people might describe him as golf's resident bully. At 6 foot tall and about 210 pounds, Koepka looks more like a college football linebacker than a golfer. He scowls at his opponents on the golf course and seems to enjoy playing mind games. And to his credit, he does own 2 U.S. Open titles and 2 PGA championships already in his young career. Meanwhile, 2020 U.S. Open champion Bryson DeChambeau was a physics major in college and is one of the quirkiest players on tour. He plays golf with irons of the same length, all 7-iron length, like a 3-iron, or a wedge, they're all 7-iron length, and factors in such issues like relative humidity into making his decisions on the golf course. Called the scientist by the other PGA Tour players, DeChambeau is also one of the
slowest players on tour.
That brings us back to Brooks Koepka. He does not like slow players. Note to Brooks, you might have a long list of enemies on the PGA Tour because a lot of them are slow. But specifically, he does not like Bryson DeChambeau in general, and he's playing it up recently to the tabloid-like news media. A few months ago, the PGA Tour announced that it is going to dole out a $40 million bonus pool this season to compensate the players who are judged to be best in driving fan and sponsorship engagement on the tour. Things such as social media popularity, searches on Google, and other metrics are being used to determine which golfers bring the most publicity to the tour this year. A few weeks ago at the PGA Championship tournament at Kiawah Island, South Carolina, runner-up Brooks Koepka openly complained to the media afterward that fans were rushing toward the 18th green and they had bumped into his surgically repaired knee that day, causing him unnecessary pain. As the other golfers were exiting the grounds a little later, Koepka was also interviewed by a Golf Channel personality. And while this interview was being conducted, Bryson DeChambeau and his caddy walked through the background of that television shot during Koepka's interview. In today's vernacular, that's called photobombing. And you don't do that. It certainly didn't appear to be intentional to me, but Koepka stopped the interview and let loose with a few curse words of disgust toward DeChambeau. Fast forward to last weekend at the Memorial Tournament hosted by Jack Nicklaus. Brooks Koepka opted to stay at home, but DeChambeau teed it up in Columbus, Ohio. And much like the movie Happy Gilmore, fans of Koepka started to follow Bryson DeChambeau. And some of those patrons started chanting things like,
Brooksy,
as DeChambeau was swinging the golf club. Over the weekend, nearly a dozen unruly Koepka fans were tossed off that golf course for their juvenile behavior. And for his part, DeChambeau downplayed the entire heckling incident from Koepka fans, but he also suggested that the PGA Tour might be partly responsible for encouraging the bad behavior from Brooks Koepka and his fans with their new bonus program intended to drive media and fan interest. Well, of course, Brooks Koepka disagreed. He apparently believes the I hate Bryson shtick must be good for golf. He went onto his own Twitter account last weekend while the tournament was being played and said that he would attempt to send a case of beer to the first 50 golf fans who were, quote, sent home early for heckling Bryson DeChambeau last weekend. Seriously, Brooks? The PGA Tour's new $40 million incentive program may be adding fuel to this fire, and the PGA Tour needs to admit that they have inadvertently contributed to this big mistake and fix it right now. This Shooter McGavin versus Happy Gilmore feud is going to continue to resurface as DeChambeau's fans will likely give the raspberry to Brooks Koepka next week at the U.S. Open in San Diego. This is going to become very ugly very soon. There are also implications for the Ryder Cup this September in Wisconsin. And as of this week, DeChambeau is nearly a lock to make that team at number 2 in the rankings, while Koepka is at number 5, and in most years would seem to be a likely selection for the 12-person U.S. squad. Team captain Steve Stricker is not happy with this silly Koepka versus DeChambeau food fight. He understands that the U.S. Ryder Cup team's unity, a hallmark of the European teams, is very important. Knowing that two of America's best professional golfers may indeed really hate each other's guts right now is very bad news if these two should qualify for the team. Now, one possible saving grace for Steve Stricker is that only the top 6 golfers on the Ryder Cup points list will automatically qualify for this year's team. The other 6 golfers are to be selected as captain's picks by Stricker himself. Now, traditionally, most of the remaining golfers for the field are those who finish high on the Ryder Cup point list. If Captain Steve Stricker were to ask your Swamp Swami here, there is no way that I would put both DeChambeau and Koepka onto this year's U.S. Ryder Cup team. Brooks Koepka has been the obvious instigator in escalating the feud, and he should be left out of this year's event unless he finishes in the top six. Steve Stricker, who seems to be a rather level-headed guy, should not be pressured by NBC or the media either to put these two golfers onto the same team purely for the sake of driving up television ratings. The U.S. Ryder Cup team has gone 2-7 in the last nine matchups this century. With this year's event being held in the United States, I would much rather leave both of these golfers off of this year's team and take my chances without them. Whether you're raising children, in your workplace, or in politics, rewarding bad behavior should never be encouraged. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.